Hey, it's time for Where's Art? And as usual, Annie Dugan can tell us where we will find all manner of fabulousness. I realize that fall is coming and the whole autumn thing, but I just don't foresee a lot of fabulous leaf-peeping weather necessarily this week.
Well, it's always good art-peeping weather.
Exactly.
Art-peeping happens 365 days a year, and certainly in the Northland, this week is no exception. Actually, it starts right away, and this evening at Hartley Nature Center, it's the first in a series of four art and nature convergences. There's a program called Art Naturally that is happening at Hartley Nature Center with the help of the Duluth Art Institute. And this evening is the first event with Karen Savage Blue. It's Painting Under the Full Moon with Karen Savage Blue. I think it's a full moon. I don't know. It's Painting Under the Moon.
Whatever size
the moon it is.
Saturday night, I'm driving back late from Cass Lake. Saturday night, I pulled over and I took a bunch of hokey big moon over the pine trees photos. It was a beautiful moon.
Wow. Well, then here you can paint the moon.
Ooh.
In addition to photographing it with Karen Savage Blue at Hartley Nature Center. Karen Savage Blue is an amazing painter as well as she did a project maybe 4 years ago now where she painted outside every single day. And really her technique, having that immediate interaction with the natural world, is really something to watch. So you can partake as well, but also just watching her paint is a thrill. There's three other opportunities besides the one this evening on November 16th. You can paint inside the amazing yurt at Hartley Nature Center with Adam Swanson. January 25th is doing felt with Mary Reichert. And June 19th, you know, way off on the horizon, is doing nature sketching with Susanna Gaunt. This Thursday is a really interesting lecture at the Tweed. It is Art Against Oppression in South Africa. So this is part of a series of events all over the world celebrating the birth of Nelson Mandela, the centenary of the birth of Nelson Mandela. Jerry Williams is the chairperson for the Mandela Centenary in Duluth. So the Mandela Centenary is a program that's going on, like I said, all over the world. There's events in celebration of the work that he has done. And Thursday evening from 6 to 8 at the Tweed, Ray Allard, who lived in South Africa for quite some time and interviewed the arts community, artists in that area about their work, is going to present on individual artists' work and how the national racial identity and artistic representation played out and continues to play out in that country. So Thursday, 6 to 8 at the Tweed for Ray Allard's presentation on art against oppression in South Africa. And then Friday is the first Friday of the month, final Friday of the month, I should say. So it means it's the big downtown arts walk of Duluth. And the Downtown Arts Coalition continues to impress with all of the different activities, art openings, art exhibition areas. It really is an art bonanza. I don't know what the word is, but there's a lot of art.
Extravaganza is the word that you're – yeah, that's the word you're looking for.
Something's happening downtown.
But you've got to say it.
Friday.
You have to say extravaganza.
I will let you say that.
Okay.
Friday, 5 to 8. The special thing this Friday is that they are doing a art supply drive to benefit Art for Ed's Sake. So basically they are at a number of the different exhibition spaces. There is areas where people can bring art supplies to make sure that the Duluth Public Schools has the materials at young people's fingertips for them to learn and express and engage with the world in a new and interesting way, which is what the arts teaches us. So,
well, let's hope that parents, I guess that now we're getting to the grandparents' age. Maybe it's the grandparents in my generation that will remember art class. You know, it was part of every day. And there was clay and tempera paint and watercolor paint. And, I mean, watercolor paint was part of the basic school supplies that you bought so that you would have access to them all the time. And we had old T-shirts or smocks of some sort that we wore. And we got messy for a half an hour or an hour every day and made art. And when we had to stay inside because it was raining, we could just sit, you know, when we had the opportunity, you could just sit and draw if you wanted to. And a bunch of us felt like, oh, this is the best day ever.
Right. You've got an outlet.
You can just do whatever you want and be creative. And if you remember those days, it's not that way anymore, but you can do a little thing to help.
Absolutely. I think making things with our hands and that connection between hand and brain, we are learning so much more about neuroscience and just the importance of that physical action with your hand and how that helps you learn. So again, Art for Ed's Sake, Art Supply Drive as part of the Downtown Arts Walk of Duluth. And check out, they have both a Facebook page and a Facebook event page, but their Facebook page has everything listed that is happening. Literally the list is way too long to go through and tell you about. I will say one of the highlights is this is the last weekend of the Natural Hair Symposium at ACO. So this is an art exhibition and learning opportunities for natural hair in our region. They have exhibitors, they have products, but they also have this amazing art show. Teresa Moses is the brilliant brain behind this, along with many other people. But that'll be on view during that Downtown Arts Walk. And then on Saturday from 3 to 6, the symposiums that are sort of part of that art exhibition will continue. So it's a great week, as always, Lisa, for art in our Northland.
It is indeed. Annie, thanks a million. We'll talk next week.
Thanks.
Annie Dugan is our host every Monday for Where's Art? It's a regular feature of Northland Morning at 8:20, right here on 103.3 KUMD.